Oh yeah, I'm good. I'm working my way through it. Is it sore? Of course, but week, what is this, 13? You're going to have things that are going to nag you. And but it's crunch time. Like I told Coach, I told Coach Robinson, I told Mike, you know, it really doesn't matter what's ailing anybody right now. It's go time. So if you can play, you're going to be out there.
Granted, it's hard grass, but it's grass. And I might
Well, yeah. I mean, today I wanted to get out there and take a lot more reps than they really wanted me to because I wanted to test it out with myself. And of course, initially you go out there with the mindset, okay, try to take it easy. You want to go out and run normal, but your instincts kind of hold you back. But I was able to go out there and run and it hurt sometimes, but not all the time, so I can deal with that. On the first catch that I had, on the first quarter, my first catch.
Calculate for you, man. Hey,
what's up, Larry?
Just listening.
What's up?
Congratulations.
Man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Beautiful little girl. It did start. It bothered me initially right afterwards, but it went away. It really didn't go away, but the swelling didn't occur until after the game. But during the fourth quarter, I started to notice a little limp, a little bit in my hopping, or in my jogging off the field and back to plays and things like that. But it didn't really bother me a whole lot during the game. Like I said, I felt it. It was a little sore, but I knew once I took my cleat off, it was going to swell up on me, and that's exactly what happened.
Is that a turf injury?
I'm not sure. I kind of, the way my foot got caught when he made the tackle was kind of funny. It kind of planted and got stuck. So I don't know. I don't know if you call that like a sprain. I don't know what they call it, but it happened. The swelling's going down. A ton. So I'm able to run on it now, and that's all I really care about.
Did they X-ray it?
Yep, we got an X-ray, MRI, and everything was great. Just a lot of swelling, excessive swelling, but nothing that little ice and stem and treatment can't cure.
Okay, I bet that was a little nervous, wasn't it? Because you know you hear about those wrist brain things.
Well, I was nervous on the plane. I did talk to Doc on the plane, and I went up to him and I'm like, okay, look, I need to know something. And he kind of felt around my foot and he's like, does this hurt? I'm like, no. He's like, does this hurt? I'm like, no. He's like, okay, that's good. I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better. So then on Monday we got X-rayed and MRI. Everything came back pretty good outside the swelling. So, I mean, does it hurt? Yes. But does it hurt enough to sit out practice and game?
You know, Greg, one of the big stories this week has been, can you guys run the ball well enough to win in December, and all that good stuff? From a receiver's perspective, do you think that part of the game is critical to success down the stretch?
Well, I think it would be ignorant to say that it's not. It is definitely critical. We would like to say that it's not because we're like, get the ball in our hands and we'll make it happen. But when the weather changes and it gets cold, you got to be able to lean on the team and kind of wear those guys down. And when you're not able to do that, you know, they can hang around with their conditioning and things like that. But if you're able to run the ball, wear those guys down, it definitely helps out your offense. And, you know, I was talking to Ryan. That's one of the things that Ryan, you know, when Ryan really came was right now. You know, when it got cold, you hand that ball off to 2-5 and he was a load in these type of weather games. But those guys, I mean, we got to get them more opportunities and let them go to work and let that O-line move those guys out the way. And we got to do our job on the perimeter when they get out there.
Thank you.